请看以赛亚书三十九章。
Let's turn our Bible to Isaiah chapter 39.
以赛亚书三十九章。
Isaiah chapter 39. This is right well in the middle of the Bible, right after
848面哈。以赛亚书三十九章来。
Isaiah chapter 39.
第一节到第九节，第一节到第八节，我们可以，用齐的方式来念这段经文，或者一起念都可以，好不好？来，一二三，那是巴比伦王巴拉探的儿子，听见西西家病而痊愈，就送书信留给他。西西家喜欢见识者，就把自己宝库的金子、银子、香料、贵重的膏油和他武库的一切金器，并所有的财宝都给他们看。他家中和全国之内，西西家没有一样不给他们看的。于是先知以赛亚来见西西家王，问他说，这些人说什么？他们从哪里来见你？西西家说，他们从远方的巴比伦来见我。以赛亚说，他们在你家里看见了什么？西西家，这中所有的他们都看见了，我财宝中没有一样不给他们看的。以赛亚对西西家说，你要听万军之耶和华的话，日子必到，把你家里所有的被你列祖继续到如今的都要被掳到巴比伦去，不留下一样，这是耶和华说的。并且从你本身所生的众子中，其中必有一些被掳去，在巴比伦王宫当太监的。西西家对以赛亚说，你所说耶和华的话甚好，因为在我的年日中没有平衡稳固的境况。好，我们圣经就读到这里为止。今天我跟大家分享这位西西家王。
Today I want to share with you the story about the king Hezekiah.
这里告诉我们说，当巴比伦的使者他们听到西西家王得到医治的时候，他们特别派书信和派礼物来。
The story tells us that when the king of Babylon heard about the recovery of Hezekiah, he sent an envoy to visit.
结果我们看见西西家把国中所有的东西，是不是家里的所有的东西，都让这些代表看见了？对。
So Hezekiah showed everything in his palace to these envoys.
当时以赛亚很紧张。
That at that time, Hezekiah was quite concerned.
因为以赛亚知道这些人心中想的是什么。
Because Isaiah knew what's in the hearts of these men.
我们中国话讲“醉翁之意不在酒”啊，明白啊？就是说他们目的不是看以赛亚，是看他们国家的宝库啊。
So Isaiah knew that the purpose of these men were to look at the treasuries of Hezekiah and not.To come and see and to visit him.
所以先知以赛亚第一句就问他：“他们在你家里看见了什么？”
So the first thing Isaiah asked Hezekiah was, "What did they see in your palace?"
西西家回答说：“他们从远方巴比伦，他们说，凡我家中所有的，他们都看见了。”
Hezekiah answered that there's nothing among his treasures that these men have not seen.
我财宝中没有一样不给他们看的。
I have shown them everything.
我看西西家是个很细心的人啊。
So we can tell that Isaiah is a very careful person.
家中所有的东西都让别人看见了。
So Hezekiah, on the other hand, showed everything to visitors.
以赛亚就告诉西西家王说，
So Isaiah told Hezekiah,
那日子将到的时候啊，你这里所有的家中所有的祖宗所留下的积蓄都被掳到巴比伦。
So Hezekiah.Isaiah told Hezekiah that everything that you own, that your ancestors have left in the treasuries, will be carried away to Babylon.
我们知道以赛亚讲的这些话是将来要发生的事情。
So what Isaiah was talking about was something that was still that would still happen.
这个在这个在西西家那个时代没有发生，在他儿子玛拿西那个时代就发生了。
So it actually happened in the time of Manna, the son of Hezekiah.
结果他们被掳到巴比伦70年的时间。
So they were enslaved in Babylon for 70 years.
你想想看，七十年在巴比伦。离开他们自己的家乡，过那种极其难过、痛苦的生活。
You can imagine the hardship they endured spending 70 years in Babylon as slaves.
我们发现西西家王在犹大的列王当中，可以说是一个相当好的一个君王。
We know from the Bible that Hezekiah among the kings, he's a very good and strong king.
他是个好王，是个敬畏神、远离恶事的个君王。
He is he's faithful to the Lord, and he stayed away from evil.
因为在以色列的历史或者犹大王的历史上，以色列人整个历史上，所有的君王大部分都是不好的君王。
In the annals of the Israelite kings, most of the kings are not good men.
但是西西家的确是个爱神、爱百姓的一个君王。
But Hezekiah is an exception. He is a man. He's a king who loves his people and also loves God.
他要带他的百姓去敬畏神、去爱神。
He brought his people to worship God.
他不像其他君王把百姓带到拜偶像、整个国家都灭亡的一个地步里面。
Other kings would have brought their people to worship idols, but not Hezekiah.
而且西西家王在神的面前有很深对神的认识，有很深的经历。
He also deeply understood or know he deeply knew God.
你还记得巴比伦派使者包围犹大的时候啊？
Remember that when Babylon encircledJudah.
的时候，他们不给他们包围他们，他们要消灭犹大。
At that time, they would they want to annihilate Judah. Judea, right?
但是对，然后由西西家他们就求告神的帮助。
So Hezekiah asked the help of the Lord.
结果神帮助他。
And the Lord responded.
救了这城的百姓和这城里所有的东西。
So.The whole city was saved and the people were saved.
你还记得吗？神只是派一个天使而已，出去可以杀掉很多的兵士，对不对？
All the Lord sent was one angel, and the angel killed all the enemies.
十八万五千，一个晚上一个天使，十八万五千人。
So one angel killed the entire army of the enemies.
所以你看见这是西西家王一个很深很深的经验。
So you can tell the experience that Hezekiah had with the Lord.
但过了不久呢，以赛亚就这个西西家王就收到一个消息，由先知派给他的消息。
But as time went by, he received the news from Babylon.
当时西西家王在生病。
At the time, he was quite ill.
以赛亚告诉他说：“你已经病危了，极其危险了。”
So Isaiah warned him that he is quite He's very ill.
但是他就求告神，神再次医治他。
And he prayed to the Lord, and the Lord once again healed him.
结果给他多十五年的寿命。
So he gave him another 15 years of his life.
这是很大的恩典，对不对？
This is a great blessing.
也是极其很好的、美好的见证。
And a great witness.
其实，借着这样得蒙医治一个很好的机会呀。这个西西家王可以做很好的见证，对不对？
But after he was healed, Hezekiah had the opportunity to witness for the Lord.
因为他得蒙医治，上帝给他多十五年的寿命啊！邻居就是那个巴比伦国家的人就听到消息了，就派使者来送礼物啦，送书信来恭贺西西家王。
So after the Lord healed him and he recovered, the king.Of the neighboring country Babylon sent an envoy to visit him.
很可惜，西西家王没有捉紧机会把神的大能 全能神的作为来告诉巴比伦的人。
But Hezekiah did not grasp the opportunity to tell the envoys what the Lord, the blessing that he had, he was given by the Lord.
好，首先第一点，我们跟大家思想的就是说，西西家王他蒙得蒙医治蒙恩之后啊，他心里面还是激起骄傲的事情，有骄傲的心在他内中心里面。
So after he was healed, he continued to have pride in his heart.
你看三十九章第一节、第二节就告诉我们了。
From verse 1 to 2 in chapter 39.
当这个巴比伦的使者代表来看他送礼物的时候啊，西西家怎么样接待他们呢？
When the envoy arrived, how did Hezekiah treat them?
他把这个宝贵的库那个宝库里面的金子、银子、香料、贵重的油，还有甚至武库、国家的武库的一切的金器，都给他们看，财宝都给他们看。
So he showed the envoys everything in his storehouse, the gold, the spices, the oil, and even his armory.
甚至还讲家里面还有全国之中没有一样东西不给对方看的。
There was nothing in his palace that his care did not show.
他，你知道这些人啊，我们知道这些人来的目的不是真正的去恭贺恭喜这个西西家，那是带着另外一个目的，对不对？
We know that the intent of this man is not to visit Hezekiah for his recovery, but they had bad intention.
西西王完全不知道这个事情的。
But Hezekiah was totally unaware of this.
当以赛亚先知来告诉他的时候，他就明白过来了。
He realized that after Isaiah told him.
你看呐，敌人的心所遮盖的事情。人看不出来。
So the what lurk in the hearts of the enemies cannot be seen easily by man.
但是以赛亚因为有先知的启示，他只知道这些人动机不良，来者不善，对不对？
But Isaiah was a prophet, so he knew what these men were intending to do.
神看透人的心啊，神看透人的心，对不对？
Because the Lord.Can see through the hearts of man.
巴比伦派代表去看，去慰问西西家，表面上是看他，实际上心里面所想的是看看人家别的国家有什么好的东西，等机会把这些东西抢夺过来。
On the surface, the envoys from Babylon came to greet Hezekiah, but they truly want to see what Hezekiah has in his storehouse.
这说明什么东西呢？
What does this tell us?
说明是西西家王在蒙恩之后啊，得蒙医治，得到神的恩典之后啊，一个很深很深的失败，很深很深的坠落。
This tells us that Hezekiah failed badly after he received his blessings.
因为骄傲的缘故。
Because of his pride.
所以圣经里面讲很多很多这样失败，因为骄傲而失败的例子太多了。
Bible has there are a lot of examples in the Bible.About men who, because of their pride, lost the blessings of the Lord.
有些人是可以成功的。
Some of them were successful.
但是因为骄傲缘故，就带来了失败了。
But because of their pride, they eventually failed.
那个扫罗王是可以成功的。
We see Saul, King Saul, he could have been a very successful king.
他说他因为失败，也失去了他的王位了。
Because of his failure, he lost his kingdom.
我很喜欢讲以斯帖记那个哈曼那个人也是这样，对不对？哈曼。
I like to talk about the story of Haman.
这个人也是这样，因为骄傲，结果呢，转眼之间他所有的财富啊都失去掉了。
Because of his pride, and he lost all everything he had in the blink of an eye.
我们讲大卫这个人也是个成功的人，对不对
？Well, David was also a very successful king.
但是他军队越来越强大的时候啊。
But at the peak of the strength of his army,
他叫他的将军去数算他的兵士多少，勇士多少，战士多少。
He sent his generals to count how many men soldiers he had.
他心里说，这是他一手把整个江山打下来的。
So he thought he had conquered everything.
这个神的刑罚马上就告诉他，你要选择哪一个刑罚了。
So the Lord punished him and asked him which punishment he chose.
他忘记了他的江山是上帝替他打下来了，对不对？
He forgot that the land he had was given to him by God.
你知道魔鬼为什么会失败吗？
Do you know why the Satan failed?
因为他骄傲的缘故。
Because of his pride.
看见吗？本来他是个天使，因为他要跟神争，结果骄傲，结果就变成坏的天使了。
Satan was an angel, but because of his pride, he fought with the Lord, and then he failed eventually.
圣经讲到一个世界上最谦和的人是谁啊？
The Bible tells us one of the most humble person.
就是摩西。
And that will be Moses.
他非常谦卑的人，对不对？
He's a very humble person.
所以西西家王失败的原因是蒙恩之后啊，因为心中产生骄傲的心，结果导致他。将来他的后裔当中都被掳到巴比伦这个国家里面。
Hezekiah, after he received the blessings of the Lord, became proud, and therefore all his children were enslaved in Babylon.
第二点，我们是想，西西家蒙恩之后啊，他真正没有去荣耀神，没有去荣耀我们的荣耀上帝。
After the second point is, I want to.Talk about is that when after Hezekiah received his blessings, he did not glorify the Lord.
你知道在圣经里面的西西家王的经历啊，是非常独特的，少有的。
The experience of Hezekiah is quite unique in the Bible.
你看见哪一个人，哪位王，神把岁数加添给他的呢？
Where else have we seen that the Lord has added years to a person's lives?
我不知道你们有找到其他的人啊。
I would think you want to find any other person.
我想只有西西家神特别加添给他的寿数十五年的时间。
Hezekiah was the only one who was given another 15 years of his life by the Lord.
马太福音告诉我们很好啊，很好，很好告诉我们。
According to Matthew,
他说我们不要挂虑啊。
Let us not worry.
你挂历不能叫你的岁数增加多少，一刻一刻而已，对不对？
You can add a minute to your life by worrying.
这都是神的恩典，对不对？
These are all blessings of the Lord.
所以我说西西家王所经历的是独特罕有特别的恩典。
So we can see that Hezekiah was especially blessed by the Lord.
神给他加添他的岁数。
The Lord added.Years to his life,
加添他的年日、
added to his years.
所以难怪巴比伦听到这个消息啊，都过来特别来向他道贺，对不对？
So Babylon sent the envoy to congratulate Hezekiah after they heard.
我们也可以想象一件事情呢、
Something that we can imagine.
当这些使者派代表来参观、来探望西西家的时候啊
，When the envoy was came to visit Hezekiah.
他可以开一个感恩大会来迎接他们，对不对？
He could have hold a Thanksgiving meeting to praise the Lord.
你可以想象西西家王的见证是很感动人的。
His witness could have been very moving.
想到神怎么样爱他，怎么样拯救他，怎么样加添他的岁数。
He could have told everyone that how the Lord.Love him and how the Lord bless him and with by adding to his years.
如果这些人听到西西家的见证以后啊，下回会不会带兵来打他们呢？这是一个很好的思想，对不对？
Something we can think about is that after the envoys heard about Hezekiah's witness, would they have still come and attack his kingdom?
虽然他们不把西西家放在眼里面，他知道说西西家这位神啊。是不得了，了不得的神。
They would have known that the power. They would have understand the power of the God of Hezekiah.
他们就不敢侵略犹大这个国家了。
They would have been afraid to invade his country.
很可惜，当敌人来的时候，这些代表来的时候，西西家开的不是感恩大会，是开个展览大会，让大家看我的国家、我的家，因为神的赐福。这么荣耀，这么富有。
So, unfortunately, instead of holding a Thanksgiving meeting with the envoys, he showed off everything that he had.
错过一个非常可以跟他分享上帝全能的 一个很好的机会。
He missed an opportunity to tell the envoys about the power of the God.
所以这些人回去就想着计谋，将来要攻打耶路撒冷，攻打这个犹大的国家了。
So the envoy returned and they plotted to invade Hezekiah's kingdom.
使徒行传第八章告诉我们一个故事。使徒行传 Acts chapter 8.
Oh, Acts chapter 8 tells us something.
讲到我们一个 很感动人的故事了。
It tells us a very moving story.
讲到有个人到耶路撒冷去做礼拜。
It tells us about a man who
去做礼拜。
Went to worship.
啊，但是他听不明白。
But he couldn't understand what was being he couldn't understand the sermon.
他回家的时候还在马车里面思想刚才所听的以赛亚书五十三章是什么意思。
So on his way home in his carriage, he was pondering what he had heard.
神就感动腓力去向他传福音。
So the God was moved and sent Philip to spread to tell him the gospel.
你知道当时腓力要去向他传福音也有难处在这里。
So at that time, Philip encountered a lot of difficulty in going to preach the gospel.
因为什么？因为腓力这撒玛利亚城有很大的复兴。
Because the
腓力。
Oh, Samaria.
在撒玛利亚，对。
Because Samaria was undergoing a great revival.
Yeah. 所以有很大的很多人相信耶稣。所以你想，腓力会不会离开撒玛利亚？这是个问题了。
So you can imagine the task faced by Philip.
现在神要他说腓力你现在到个旷野的地方没有人的地方像多少个人呢、啊、一个人一个人传福音。
Had the Lord sent Philip to the wilderness, he would be preaching to only one person.
你想想看你一个人像几千人在这里现在你一个人跑到个一个人而且旷野的地方像个人把耶稣基督所讲的以赛亚五十三章什么意思告诉他你要去吗顺服的问题，对不对
？So if it were you, would you be willing to, like Philip, go to the wilderness just to preach to one person?
这个腓力去了。
But Philip took up the challenge.
向太监传福音。
He went to preach to this person.
让这个人信仰耶稣咯。
So this person believed in God.
他是个重要级的人物啊。
And he was a very important person.
他回到自己的国家里面，也同样的。把福音告诉别人。
When he went back to his own country, he spread the gospel to his countrymen.
哇，这是很重要的事情，对不对啊
？This was quite a remarkable incident.
今天你遇到一个人呢、啊，如果你有机会的话啊
，If you encounter somebody, you have the opportunity.
如果你心里面有感动的话啊
，If you have the burden,
我们真的不要错过这机会啊
，You should not miss that opportunity.
因为你不知道他将来怎么样，对不对啊
？You would know.What the next day will hold.
也许他的影响力是很大的，对不对？啊
，He could have a big influence in his life.
也许他可以影响很多人认识耶稣基督。
He could have influenced a lot of people.
所以我相信西西家，如果他开个感恩大会，影响这些人，结果恐怕历史啊再次写过来了。
So had Hezekiah grasped the opportunity to hold a Thanksgiving meeting, he could have accomplished a lot.
啊，我最后我们看下去了，第三点。
Point number three.
第五节到第八节
Verse 5 to 8.
他蒙神的恩典之后他失去了良知失去了良知
After he was blessed by the Lord he lost his conscience
以赛亚告诉西西家这样说
Isaiah told him
日子必到你家里所有的比你祖宗继续到如今的不得了 这一卷都空掉对不对都被掳到巴比伦去不留一样不留一样
As I said, the time will surely come when everything in your palace and all your father's store will be carried off.
你可以想象啊，从祖宗留下来的，连他所有的啊，没有留下一样东西，都被掳到巴比伦，做到巴比伦去。如果你听到这个消息，你会怎么样？
You can imagine when you heard that everything you have and everything that your forefathers left you will be carried away. What will be the feeling in your heart?
这是物质上的损失还不够，再看下去。
This is only a loss of material things.
比你本身所生的种子也有被掳去的。
So I continue to say that even your descendants, your flesh and blood will also be carried away.
以赛亚已经讲这预言讲好了， 他们有一些人在王宫里面做什么？做太监。
And it said, I warned them that some of these descendants will become eunuchs in the king, in the palace of Babylon.
西西家没有说，哎呀，神啊，我做错了。他不像大卫说，我犯罪了。他没这样讲，看到吗？他怎么回答？你看一下，好不好
？Hezekiah didn't. After he heard this, he didn't say, "Oh, my God, I wrote something wrong."
你所说的这话怎么样？甚好啊。
Instead, he replied, "The word of the Lord you have spoken is good."
因为在我的年的当中不会发生这些事情。
And he said, "There will be peace and security in my lifetime."
说你看见吗？他是想到自我自格啊。这事情是比较自私的人，对不对
？So you can see that he was thinking of only of himself.
结果呢，十五年之后啊
，In the end, after 15 years,
他生了一个儿子，叫做马拿西啊。
He had a son named Manasseh.
啊，这马拿西这个王是不好的王了。
He was not a good king.
所以我先讲到说，以色列有十二个支派啊。他们以后的延续上，就他们在旷野的对主的态度的问题，会延续到后裔的。
So of all the 12 tribes of Israel, what their descendants do in the desert will affect their descendants.
这是犹大支派的所延续所带来的后果，生了一个马拿西，看到吗
？So this was brought on by to the tribe of Judah.
他是个坏的一个王。
He was a bad king.
这个巴比伦攻打耶路撒冷的时候
，So when Babylon attacked Jerusalem,
你知道巴比伦怎么对付这个马拿西吗
？You think the Babylon can overcome Manasseh?
非常残酷的，
It was quite embarrassing.
他把这个马拿西做了，把他的两个眼睛都挖出来。
The Babylonians took out the eyes of the king.
所以敌人不会良善，对不对？把他们就把他带到巴比伦去了，对不对
？And they brought all his descendants to Babylon.
所以你看这件事情，说，哎呀，西西家听到这个消息很好啊，甚好，因为在我这个时代里面，这事情不会发生。他会想到十五年以后，他的儿子马拿西被挖了眼睛，他的儿子有一些在巴比伦宫中做太监，
When Hezekiah heard what Isaiah said, he couldn't imagine what was going to happen 15 years later.
你看见吗？他真正蒙到神的恩典之后啊，失去了他的良知，失去了他能够那种体恤别人啊，想到自己好处的人。
So we can tell that Hezekiah, after he was blessed by the Lord, lost his wit and his empathy.
这是。很可怕的事情，对不对
？This is something that we have to be very careful about.
西西家是个好的君王。
Hezekiah was a very good king.
曾经经历神的大能。
He was seen the power of God.
经历神的大能的医治，对不对
？And he was healed by God.
亲眼看到神大为，亲眼看到神的拯救。
He has witnessed God's grace.
当他蒙受这么多恩典饱和的时候啊
，But After he all this blessing and he was well,
他就失去了他的祝福，失去了很多的恩典。
But he ended up losing everything.
Yeah. 我要讲一个事情，我就差不多要结束了。
One last thing I want to talk about before I conclude.
在印尼，在苏卡诺的做总统的时候啊。
In Indonesia, when Sukarno was the president,
这个苏卡诺是共产思想的人。
He was a communist.
他就对了，到苏哈多执政的时候，他就背叛，就把这个君王，把这个总统苏卡诺打下去了。
So Suharto was the president after him, and he brought down the regime of Sukarno.
因为苏卡诺这个人呢，是受共产思想。
Because Sukarno was a communist.
对了，所以他的老百姓。也有很多大部分是共产思想的人。
So most of the people under his regime were of communist ideology.
现在苏哈多起来把他摧毁了。
So when Suharto came into power,
他就向全国的老百姓宣布一条命令。
He proclaimed to all the people.
他全国百姓，你们有个选择， 一定有一个选择，每一个人公民国民做一个选择。
Every citizen has a choice.
你们要信奉一个宗教。
You have to have one religion.
基督教。
What, Christianity.
天主教。
Catholicism.
啊，你们去选择。
You choose.
为什么这个总统这样想呢
？Why did President Suharto think was thinking?
你想他为什么这样想？因为什么？因为共产主义不信什么？不信神的唯物主义，对不对？不信神的，对不对？
Because he realized that communists do not believe in God.
如果你信天主教、信耶稣基督，你信基督教、信耶稣基督，你怎么样？不会去想什么？不会去想共产主义了。
He knew that if his people believe in took up a religion, he will not they will no longer be communist.
所以从那个时刻开始，印尼全国的国民都有一个信仰，说我是天主教徒，我是基督徒。
So from that time on, every citizen in Indonesia had a religion, whether it's Catholicism or Protestant.
如果你不相信呢、啊，你今天在街上遇到任何一个印尼人，你问他是 Catholic 还是 Protestant， 你问他，他就会告诉你。
If you don't believe me, you can ask anybody that you know who's an Indonesian what his religion is.
如果在新加坡、在马来西亚、在什么地方遇到任何一个印尼人，他就告诉你说我是基督徒，明白吗？我是基督徒。他表明了为了什么？第一，为了他的安全，明白吗？因为政府下令说你一定要选一个。
So, whether in Singapore or anywhere else, you will run into a Christian who is Indonesian.
结果会怎么样
？And what would be the outcome?
造成很多什么挂名的了，明白吗？我要保护自己，我说我是基督徒，对不对？政府就不敢捉我了。
So the people feel safe after they proclaim their belief.
啊，这故事我再讲一下，是跟上面有联系的啊。这是陈牧师告诉我的。
This story was told to me by Reverend Chan.
是啊，那人苏丹多啊。
苏丹多。
他说一个印尼人哈、哦，有一天他去打抢一个车子，知道吗？记得吗？打抢一个车子。
So there was an Indonesian. He went to steal a car.
他刀拿出来了。
He pulled out a knife.
全部拿出来。
He gave me all your wallet.
啊，你车里面所有东西拿出来。
Everything in your car, give it to me.
放进袋子里面。
So he put it in his bag.
然后他听到，这个收音机里面，录音机里面唱基督教的诗歌哦。
But then he heard there's the radio in the car playing a song.
原谅我讲句马来话，阿巴娘一度啊，阿巴娘一度啊，这是什么诗歌呢？他讲。
So he asked, "What is this song?"
The Nyanyi Christian, 他讲，这是基督教的诗歌。
So the car owner, the driver said, "No, this is a Christian song."
所以歹徒就告歹徒说，你问那个司机说，你是基督徒啊
？So the robber asked, "Are you a Christian?"
他说我是基督徒啊。
Yes, answered the driver.
哎呀，对不起，我不可以抢你东西。
So the robber said, "Oh, I'm very sorry. I." Shouldn't have stole your stuff.
因为我也是基督徒啊。
Because I'm a Christian too.
是我把东西都还给你。
So he returned everything he stole.
他虽然是挂名，他还什么？还有良知啊，看到吗？他还有良知。你做基督徒不应该打抢，但是打抢发现对方是基督徒，他就给回了人家东西。他还有良知，看到吗
？So he can tell because he's a Christian, he has a conscience.
求主帮助我们。
May God help us.
啊，真的，我们做基督徒。多好，对吧？真的不要失去我们的良知，对吧
？So there's ask God to help us not to lose our conscience.
我想啊，一个人成功的人啊
，I think if a person successful，
最成功的人
，a most successful person，
以前不管他怎么样，他现在成功了。
If he felt that he's successful，
我是说在尊荣当中，我刚才问 Francis 尊荣怎么解释啊？在尊荣当中还是谦卑，还是持守的话，这个什么就是成功的人。
When he had the respectability of others, and he still is humble, then he's.
他就是成功的人。
And he's a truly successful person.
这个人我以后我们再讲，就是说，其中一个人在圣经里面，这个人是谁呀、啊？约瑟就是一个这样的人。
We know that Joseph is a person like this.
为什么呢
？Why?
他的生命当中经历很多苦难啊。
Because throughout his life, he encountered a lot of difficulties.
有一天，他坐在宰相的位置，一人之下，万人之上，说他还是那样谦卑。
when he became the prime minister, he was still humble.
有这种人，真正是有神的生命在他里面的人。
This kind of person has truly the presence of God in his life.
真正经历神的生命的人，才有这样的作为。
He truly experienced life in Christ.
求主帮助我们。
May God help us.
我们低头祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们谢谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
你爱我们。
You love us.
你救赎我们。
You redeem us.
成为你的儿女。
That you accept us as your children.
这是何等大的福气。
This is our blessing.
请你恩待保守我们在主里面爱主的心。
Please bless our faithful hearts.
你赐福给我们的时候。
Whatever you have bestowed on us.
还是谦卑持守对主一个爱主的心。
That will keep humble and always love you.
感谢主。
Thank you, Lord.
奉靠耶稣基督的圣名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
谢谢。我们唱。